Employees at U.S.-based technology companies are among those hoping for a quick and peaceful end to the conflict in the Middle East. Israel has one of the highest concentrations of computer and software engineers in the world. Microsoft, Motorola, Cisco, and many other U.S. firms have Israeli-based divisions. NPR's Chris Arnold visited a startup company in New Jersey with especially close ties.
A job interview is underway in a nondescript office park outside of Newark, New Jersey. That wouldn't be so unusual, except that it's being conducted in Hebrew with a candidate who is thousands of miles away in Israel.
Okay, היום אתה כרגע עובד בחברה בשם Visual Talk?
We're having now a video conference session where David, our VP of marketing, is interviewing a candidate. We're talking to this gentleman. He's now in our Israeli offices and carrying on with our business, just as usual.
Yizhar Shai is the founder and president of Business Layers, which makes security software that helps companies keep track of their employees' building passes, computer accounts, and equipment, something a lot of companies are interested in these days. The business is headquartered here in New Jersey, but Shai and several other top executives are from Israel, and they have about 50 software engineers working in another office outside Tel Aviv. Shai says despite the unrest in the Middle East, all his employees, both there and here, are still working long hours to finish a new version of their software that is due out soon.
We are not being intimidated. Are we capable to work and to deliver despite the current events in Israel? The answer is absolutely yes. From our perspective over here, we all know a lot of people in Israel. Obviously, we have our own people in Israel. On a personal level, you know, my parents live in Jerusalem. They work in Jerusalem. They are in the area where everything is happening.
2 weeks ago, a suicide bomber killed six people on a bus in the neighborhood where Yizhar Shai's parents live. He says his father had taken the same bus the previous day. And last month, a bomber struck the grocery store where his parents shop. With each attack, Shai and the other employees here start calling Israel to make sure their family and friends are okay. Often for about an hour, the phone circuits are too jammed for them to get through. Shai says this is always scary, no matter how many times it's happened.
You know, it could have happened to anybody I know, including my parents. They could have been there. Maybe they have been there. I don't know. There's a period of time where you have to just wait for news. You're just sitting here, being really helpless and having nothing to do but to dial some numbers and wait for the signals on the other side.
Yizhar Shai says Israel is such a small country that everybody knows someone who's been affected by the violence. Employee Sharon Tolpin was recently talking to a consultant at an Israeli design firm who's been doing some work for the company.
We talk on a pretty regular basis, probably a few times a day, and I sensed that something was wrong in her voice. I mean, she definitely sounded like something was definitely sad. She lost a friend in the cafe in Jerusalem. It had been someone she went to university with and was at the cafe at the wrong time.
Tolpin says at times like this, it's of course hard to stay focused on work, but she says her colleague in Israel told her that it's a relief to come to work where she can stop thinking about all the violence and death around her. Back in the video conference room, Amir Weinstein, a co-founder of this company, has been patched in from Israel. He feels the office north of Tel Aviv is reasonably safe, and with a major deadline looming, everyone is focused on getting the work done.
On a day-to-day life, we go to work. We continue to do what we used to do. You don't have the time nor the urge to think about the recent events.
Weinstein says it's when he goes home at the end of the day to his family that he worries about the conflict. He's been thinking lately about when he was a young boy. His parents used to tell him that peace would come before he was old enough to join the army. Of course, that didn't happen.
They told me when you'll grow up, you'll not have to go to the army, you'll not have to fight. I find myself now a father of three children. And my older boy is 12 years old, and now I'm thinking he will probably have to go to the army and fight. You know, this is not a pleasant thought for a parent.
Business Layers president, Yizhar Shai, says there's a saying that if you have two Israelis together, you have three or four points of view. And there are plenty of arguments around the office about what Israel should do in its ongoing struggle with the Palestinians. But despite the years of conflict, Shai says one thing that he thinks distinguishes the Israeli employees from their American co-workers is a basic optimism that there will be a solution and there will be peace.
People come here from Israel, and I faced a lot of discussions between Israelis and non-Israelis, even in this company. Sometimes people are asking us, how come you are still so optimistic? How come that you still have hopes for anything to be better in the Middle East? And my answer is, we grew up on this dream. The whole vision of the country is that eventually things will be better. And so I think that from our small corner here, from our perspective, the issue is not how do you provide a solution. The issue is to carry on today while still hoping for better times.
Until then, though, Shai has cut back on his employees' travel to Israel, except when absolutely necessary. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Rochelle Park, New Jersey.